This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The Human Development Commission offices in the Thumb are hosting a holiday giving tree program to help children and senior citizens. The agency is looking to help those who are in the facility caregiver program or in one of the agency's senior programs. A qualified HDC participant can call 1-800-843-6394 to be included in the holiday giving tree program. The same number can be called about dropping off any unwrapped gifts. The deadline is December the 11th. Also, that same number can be called for more information about adopting someone on the giving tree to help fill a need and provide a Merry Christmas for everyone. And another local and regional news. The Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. today, Monday, December the 8th, at City Hall at 6767 Main Street. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to approve a $10 increase per 1,000 gallons of water service for Pigeon and Caseville Township. If approved, the increase will begin on January the 1st and be reflected on the April 1st bill. The council will also review a request from the Caseville Chamber of Commerce to host Shanty Days for February the 14th, and to have an entertainment tent in Riverside Park, as well as a snowmobile show at Memory Park, and a request for a temporary liquor license. Also, Kylie Braun, who is a CPA with Nitsky and Foppel PC Agency, will present the findings of their audit for the year 2025. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you looking to upgrade your new sleigh for the season? Hi, this is Tyler. Tis the season to be jolly with jolly good deals at Al Hansen Motors. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Equinox that's priced to go. It has remote start and heated cloth seats to make sure your morning and after work drives are comfortable. It has 85,000 miles and we're asking $16,980. And if you need a third row, come take our 2019 Buick Enclave Premium for a test drive. It's fully loaded with all the options and is all-wheel drive. It has leather interior with heated seats both front and rear, cooled seats for when the summer comes back, memory seats, automatic brights, remote start, complete driver safety package, and a power liftgate to make loading groceries or presents easy as pie. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And if you need a truck, we have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie 4x4. It's a full crew cab pickup and is also fully loaded, including Dodge's 5.7 Hemi V8. It has 88,000 miles and we're asking $28,780. And on the economy lot, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It's four-wheel drive and has high mileage, but has heat and the four-wheel drive works. We're asking $75,80. Don't get the cold shoulder from other dealers. Shop our heated indoor showroom at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump is claiming Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, isn't ready to sign off on a U.S.-authored peace proposal aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war. Trump was critical of Zelensky after U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators completed 3 days of talks aimed at trying to narrow differences on the U.S. administration's proposal. But in an exchange with reporters on Sunday, Trump suggested the Ukrainian leader is holding up the talks from moving forward. The president told reporters, quote, Russia is, I believe, fine with it, but I'm not sure that Zelensky's fine with it. His people love it, but he isn't ready. And in other national and international news, a federal judge has dealt a setback to Justice Department efforts to seek a new indictment against former FBI Director James Comey. U.S. District Judge Colleen Coler Coltelli has temporarily barred prosecutors from using evidence that they'd relied on when they initially secured criminal charges. The ruling does not preclude the government from trying again soon to indict Comey, but it does suggest prosecutors may have to do that without citing communications between Comey and a close friend and associate, Columbia University law professor Daniel Richmond. A Justice Department spokesperson declined to comment on Sunday. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.